This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
The Nanaimo information website describes the neighborhood of Harewood as a charming and relaxed old suburb of Nanaimo, acknowledging it has changed over the years from its grittier past. As an old neighborhood, Harewood has all kinds of character homes, including miners' cottages and large old farmhouses. The city of Nanaimo's official community plan notes that much of the city's existing stock of affordable housing is found in older neighborhoods such as Townsite, the South End, and Harewood.
In May 2004, a needs assessment was completed by the Harewood Family of Community Schools. The assessment called for the establishment of a community center that would provide locally based health and wellness services and resources to the Harewood community. By November of 2004, a community center cooperative was established to focus on bringing together a variety of community agencies to enhance the quality of life for the people of Harewood and surrounding areas.
And we're joined in the studio by Harewood Community Center Cooperative's past chair, Ian Gartshore, and City of Nanaimo social planner, John Horn. Welcome back. John, at the Harewood Cooperative's recent annual general meeting, you gave a talk about the changing face of Harewood. Do you want to just talk a bit about that?
Sure. I did a little bit of research from the Stats Canada demographic stuff, and I brought to their attention some of the characteristics of Harewood. So one of the things I shared was that the population growth in Harewood is relatively flat. So since 1999, the neighborhood has grown about 0.4% per year. So the rest of the city, as a contrast, would be about 1.5% to 3%, depending on the neighborhood. So in essence, the growth in Harewood's flat. I think they've added 300 people in almost the last decade. So that has implications for in terms of housing affordability. It's a positive thing in some ways. In terms of the enhancement and growth of the neighborhood, though, it does impose some limitations on attracting medical services and some of the things that the Harewood folks want. So we really looked at some of the statistical stuff that underlies Harewood's sort of growth dynamic.
John, what did you take note of at the Harewood Co-op meeting in terms of the changes that have occurred over the years, particularly with the neighborhood responses to the changes that are happening around?
Well, there was lots of positive response to the redevelopment of the Harewood Mall, and anyone who's lived in Nanaimo for a long time has known that that's a long time coming. And so I think residents overall are pleased to see that there's someone putting money into the commercial center of the city or of the neighborhood. And then we also talked a bit about some of the university plans and some of the facilities and services that the city has put into the area, and the swimming pool and the skating rink and those sorts of ways. So generally really strong positive response from the members of the co-op, and Ian could comment further, but they see those investments and those upgrades as positive things for the neighborhood.
Mm. Ian, you have been a member of the board for quite some time.
On and off.
Well, that's good. Good to take a break. Yeah. What have you seen in terms of change in the community?
In terms of the Harewood itself,
yes.
Community, I've lived there since 2001, so it's just been 8 years for me. What I see is a lot more people working on their homes and fixing them up and improving things that way. I think that we're seeing some of the more desperate people living more in the Townsite area, where there unfortunately aren't as many services as we have. We have the community schools with those liaison folks, coordinators, and they help bring a lot of services into the schools that other schools just don't have. So it's unfortunate for some of those people who are moving out of the neighborhood that they may not have as much in the way of service. So, and the other thing is that the stats that John gave, I don't think are reflecting some of the most newest developments that are going on. Some right down at the very far south end of town are beginning to happen more of Harewood. And then also, of course, the whole development that's been happening not far from the swimming pool and the skating rink.
Are you referring to the Hawthorne project?
Hawthorne project, yeah. Yes, which is a large project. Even though that's technically, according to the city, not part of Harewood, by other stats, provincial, that tends to be included or lumped into the greater Harewood area. So there are some projects like that happening, and I think with John pointed out, with the redevelopment of the mall, that's going to attract some more folks coming into the area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really spruced up. Mm-hmm. And there is quite a large development going in, as you say, out in the south end there past kind of the Sally Ann's situation there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. People at 8th Street or something.
Yeah, yeah. Big changes.
9th Street, yeah.
Tell us a little more, Ian, about the relationship between the community cooperative organization and the community schools operation there.
Well, as you mentioned in your opening, the community schools were the ones that really got this whole process going because they saw some real needs. And so they brought together all kinds of folks from the Harewood community in a series of two events and really focused in on the healthcare aspect of it, which we've picked up and we've been trying to see how we might be able to promote that and bring in some services that way. So our relationship has been very positive. We've worked very closely together. Most of our meetings have happened in one of the community schools. One of the other, our AGM, happened in one of the community schools. They've been very instrumental in quietly supporting us and encouraging us, the coordinators, and making space available and other than sending good emails to us. Things like that have all been very supportive.
This is People First Radio. I'm Kevin. I'm here with Jan. We're joined in the studio by Ian Gartshore, the past chair of Harewood Community Center Cooperative, and by John Horn, who is the social planner for the city of Nanaimo. We're talking about the changing face of Nanaimo's Harewood neighborhood and the activities of the Harewood Community Center Cooperative.
Ian, a new board was voted in at your annual general meeting. Mm-hmm. How did that meeting go?
It was good. I think that there were some people who were discontent that there weren't more community folks there, more members there. We certainly did all we could to ask them to come out. The problem is that anybody who knows a nonprofit is that the AGM is a time we're going to elect a new board, and that's when people want to avoid going to meetings because they want to avoid that. But there was one person who we didn't know at all who volunteered herself to be on the board, and we had one person decide to come back onto the board who used to be its former chairperson. And so we ended up with 6 people, which is one more than we absolutely need to keep on going. And so I think it'll be an interesting group. There are a couple of people who are carrying on, 4 people actually, that are carrying on to some degree from the old board, but particularly 2 I think will be stronger, longer term, all that kind of stuff. And, so they haven't met yet together as a board, so we'll see what happens. That's going to be this coming Tuesday. Mm-hmm. But, we had a nice number of people out. I think there were like 15 or 16 or something like that folks, and they received John's presentation very well. One of the things that John didn't mention is that he brought all kinds of graphic stuff, which, of course, we can't show on the radio, but showed a picture of Harewood back in 1953. And that is a very different Harewood today, it is now, than it was then, where it was mostly farmland. And so that was very dramatic to see the changing face of Harewood. Now, Harewood's gone through a number of other changes, and that used to be its own little municipality. And so I think that it's now about time where it's coming onto its own and saying, okay, let's pick ourselves up and let's start moving forward. We had a meeting about a year ago, a town hall meeting, just an old-fashioned meeting, and we presented all the different services that were happening in Harewood. Everyone, including me, were blown away by the number of things that are happening in Harewood. And that was so well packed out that we had to have, so it was standing room only. Mm-hmm. No AGM, no elected board, mm-hmm. So it was pretty safe for
big
people
turnout.
To come to that one. But that was the heart of Harewood. That's where we saw the positive energy as opposed to some of the negative stuff we've had when we were looking at maybe taking over the old fire hall and bringing in some services for that. So that's where we saw a lot of angry, very fearful people about some of the terrible things like feeding the poor that would happen.
Yeah.
Ian, one of the things that led to this interview was the article that appeared in the Nanaimo Daily News reporting that the Harewood Cooperative is close to bringing much-needed social and health services to the Harewood area.
Yeah.
Now, you've already acknowledged in your description of what's happening there that a lot has happened. Mm-hmm. Tell us more about that readiness and what it means to be close to bringing much-needed services.
since I rejoined the board 2 years, 3 years ago, I've always lose track of time, several important things happened. One was totally outside of our control, really, although we had a say in it, and that is the city of Nanaimo decided that commercial properties could be used for nonprofit purposes. While that was a very small thing, according to many people, the books changed, okay, so it just allows wider use of the properties. That was major for us, because until that point in time, we couldn't put some of these services into commercial properties. We just couldn't. And so now that's opening that door. Most commercial properties right now are pretty full, although the revitalized malls now got some empty spaces in it. And so we're looking at a couple of those spaces being possible places. The other thing that's opened up is, of course, the schools are emptying out. And so as of last week, one of the local agencies, Shore Counseling, has now secured space and is now using space in one of the schools in John Barsby. So it's been reopened, and that's the first space anywhere in the school board, any of the school district that's doing that. And that's happening right here in Harewood, which I think is very, very appropriate. So we've now got some of those empty spaces to look at. And so now that's a whole vastly changed picture. Formerly, we were going after the old Harewood School. Well, that's now beyond use. It's just been so neglected and unheated, and copper pipes been ripped out of it, and windows broken, and all that kind of stuff that we can't really look at that anymore, which is unfortunate. So then it left us with no space until these last two developments came along.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. John Horn, what do you anticipate we'll see developing over the short and the longer term in the Harewood community?
Well, I think in the short term, you'll see, you know, as Ian pointed out, people are starting to put money back into their houses to fix them up. And so you'll see, I think, some small-scale capital investment. In the medium to long term, there's two big pieces at play. One is Malaspina University, or VIU, I guess. They'll be doing a campus master plan, and they'll be planning their campus for the first time, which has always been a bit of an ad hoc way of building out their campus. So they'll be putting money into their campus coming down the road and really focusing on making it a community space connected to Harewood. They're really clear they want to be more connected to the community. Mm-hmm. So that's one big one. And then for the people who live in Harewood, probably the biggest impact is going to be the proposed sandstone development, which is coming down the pipe, and it'll be at the south end of the community in the Cedar area there. But close enough to have an impact. It's a big development. There are 2,400 homes and 2 million square feet of commercial, etc. So it has the capacity to really change the dynamic in Harewood considerably. And those two things are going to probably be the big long-term impacts for the neighborhood.
If I could jump in here, too, that's the other thing that I forgot to mention, which is very important. The three things that have changed, I mentioned two. The third one is that the university is wanting virtually identical, in fact, as far as I can tell, it's an identical kind of health service that our community center was looking at. It's a primary health care center, which is not just a doctor's office, which is fine, it's good, but it goes way beyond that. It's more proactive, trying to prevent illness rather than just trying to fix people up when they become ill. So the fact that the university has the same vision, as far as I can tell, as our cooperative center means that we can now work with them in trying to bring that into reality. Even though the province isn't going to give the university any money to build that health center for the next few years, we can still start using some of those maybe empty classroom spaces or whatever to start making some of those services come to Harewood. So I think that'll be another change.
I'd just like to comment. I moved to the island in 1980, and I moved to Harewood. I lived on Hillcrest and for a couple of years, and then moved out of town and just recently moved back to Harewood. And I myself have seen phenomenal changes just in what surrounds Harewood, with the university, the aquatic center, even places like Rona. I mean, there's access to just about every service and situation you can think of now, instead of having to travel a long distance to do it. And as you said, people buying their homes, fixing them up. It's a pretty vibrant place.
Yeah, it is. It's no longer Scarewood.
Oh, God, no.
The only other thing that comes to my mind, we have a couple of moments here, that is the notion of affordable housing, and we opened up this segment. In fact, I went to, I think it was the city plan, and found that affordable housing was named as being located in a number of neighborhoods, particularly or primarily, and one was Harewood. Are some of these developments then going to have the unintended side effect of decreasing the availability of affordable housing, John?
Yeah, that's the one. That's the sort of double-edged sword that comes with prosperity, is when a neighborhood becomes more prosperous and land values rise, and for homeowners, that's a good thing. That's your, you know, your retirement income and these sorts of things. So, but the other side of that coin, of course, is it drives up the land cost for everybody else, renters especially. And so, unfortunately, prosperity carries with it the potential to price some folks out of the neighborhood. And so we would look at really trying to establish how we might preserve some of the affordable rental stock in Harewood, and there's a goodly amount of it. So I think working in conjunction with those property owners, we should be able to preserve some of that. But if the place is going to grow, you'll have to add affordable housing, and that'll be sort of where the rub is how we get that into the community in a way that everyone can afford, you know?
Including students.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and certainly there's some significant sort of demand by the student population in Malaspina for affordable housing, and I think there's an opportunity there for developers to look at, as many big cities do, is to have a student housing part of Harewood, which typically it hasn't been. You know, it's just been a really mixed population. So I think the student housing, if that's something that developers see as a, will reply, you know, give them a return on their investment, I think you'll start to see them build affordable housing for that population. Yes. And then, of course, it can serve others as well. So.
Yeah, spillover.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The other thing that that is of interest to me is that I think we are still taking time as a community to shake off some of our old image.
Yeah.
For example, a fellow came and delivered some papers and whatnot to John Barsby when I was there, some office supplies. And he said, I was a student here 10 years ago. And all he mumbled was it was a pretty rough place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, I think the school's come a long ways. I think it's actually a really good school. And I think you'd be quite surprised at some of the neat things that are happening here. But he, you know, what does he know? He doesn't live in the community anymore. He's out of touch. Well, I think us as a community, we as a community, are still having to shake off some of that Harewood, Scarewood kind of thing that we're, you know, drug infested and, you know, crackpots going all over the place. And this kind of image that is so poor that we're no longer that community. Sure, we have our problems. We certainly do, like every area of Nanaimo and North America. But we have come a long way, and I think that it's now time for us to shake off some of that old images and move forward.
Thank you.
Yeah. That is a good idea.
Thanks very much for coming in today, guys.
Thanks.
The time has gone very quickly, as it always does. Mm-hmm. We look forward to following the developments in Harewood with interest as they come along. Mm-hmm. Thanks for coming
in.
Ian Gartshore is past chair of the Harewood Community Center Cooperative, and John Horn is a social planner with the City of Nanaimo. The Harewood Community Center Cooperative has a WordPress website. You can find it at hc3info.wordpress.com.
People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY 101.7 FM, CHLY.ca, community radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily of these organizations.